Everything's ready to go. Everything is getting loaded into what? Big trucks? Cars, bullock carts. Every family has at least one cart or more. So many cows or so many bulls. And that's the mode of transportation. Krishna had never gone. His travels were more kind of limited to this Brahat one. Well, he was even more in Gokul, in the town, just around, on the bank of Jamuna, just near. This is the first time he's going for a very long travel. Very, very long. Going to another country for him. Mummy, where are we going? Where are we going? Better we are going to Vrindavan. Vrindavan! Why Vrindavan? You know, there's big, big playgrounds. You could play there. And Krishna was delighted. Started jumping in the cart. So there's so many carts, big line, cart after cart after cart after cart. Carts were mainly for the elderly folks, old people and children. Ladies were in the cart. Everyone else, they were down to the earth. They were on the ground, walking. And the cows, Sukadeva Goswami, these cows are all the way in the front. And Purohit, the priests are there, they're chanting prayers. And cows. Where is the cow? It's coming. And they also have weapons for protection of the cows. Cows have been described repeatedly. They describe cows as the Godhan, wealth of the residents of Vrindavan. So they wish to protect this. See, you can count the cows. How many cows? So many cows. This pastime is coming up. So they are going. They left Gokul. Gokul has been deserted. There's no one in Gokul. No one in Gokul. They all left Ghost Town. And they go in northerly direction. And because it had taken some time, everyone to load their belongings and everyone getting into the cart. There's a mention, there's a special cart wherein there is a Krishna and Balaram and Nanda and, not Nanda, Yashoda and Rohini. Four of them are in one cart. There's a talk that we also hear that everyone would like to have his cart next to Krishna's cart. And Krishna lets them experience. There were times during those travels, everyone was thinking, yeah, my cart is next to Krishna's cart. Hey, my cart is... Everyone else is far, you know, behind, ahead. My card is just next, you know, next to the Krishna's card, Balram's card. This is Krishna expanding. His card has been expanded. He has expanded. And he's with all those cards. So because it was getting late, it was sunset time, they camp on the bank of Jamuna, camp out, on the same side as Gokul, just some distance in the north. This whole camping has been described, how they even had everything was there. The next morning, as they got up, they want to cross. So what they do for crossing, there are different things they do, how they go across Jamuna. They tie carts, one cart, another cart. What is this going on? What is this? Bridge. They're walking and crossing. There are many bridges like that. And people are going in their carts. Not tying cart, you understand? A matchbox, one another one, and a cart. But there are others, the cowherd men, they're carrying cows, little baby calf, on their shoulder and swimming Jamuna, going across. And if they are swimming across with a calf on the back, who is swimming right behind, you think? Huh? Mother cow. So many men are carrying the baby calf on their shoulders and they're swimming. And the cows are swimming right behind. And thousands of them are trying to swim across like that. Go Mata Ki! And now they all have reached Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham Ki! Vrindavan? They're in Vrindavan now. Vrindavan is again, there are 12 forests, and one of them, all of them put together is, we call Vrindavan. But one of those 12 forests is also Vrindavan forest. Between Jamuna and Govardhan is all Vrindavan forest and a little beyond also. So Vrindavan is in fact largest forest. You're getting some feeling we are in Vrindavan. We are there. It's a real thing. Now where they go and park is they park all the carts in semi-circular format. Shakatair ardha chandravat Vrindavanam sampravishya. After entering Vrindavan, they park their carts in a semi-circular format and made that as a compound. And they were, that was a and they started staying there, residing there. Just makeshift temporary housing and facilities. And they stayed there for a long time, several years. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishna stayed 3 years and 4 months in Gokul. And he stays 3 months, 3 years and 4 months where they have just now come. This place is called Shaktavart. Probably you have heard name of Chatikara. You have heard Chatikara? You go from Delhi on highway, Delhi Agra highway, and then you turn to go to Krishna Balaram temple, that Bhaktivedanta mark. So that at that junction highway, then turning left to go to Vrindavan Krishna Balaram. Got the idea? So at that junction there's a village even now called Chatikara. So that's where they had parked all the cars. Of course, big area. So 3 years and 4 months there, and finally from there they go to Nandagram. And Krishna spends 3 years and 4 months in Nandagram, and then comes a Akrur from Mathura to invite Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. So just to give you a little idea, where is Krishna now and where is the family? So here at this place, Krishna is going to be Vatsapalo Babhuvatuhu. Sukadeva Goswami is here. Krishna becomes a calf herd boy. He was given the task of herding. Just a calf. He's a little boy, and he can only manage herding little cows. Choti choti gaiya. Chote chote gaal. Choto so. Madan Gopal. Everything is chota chota. Krishna chota, gai choti. Cow choti choti gaiya. Everything small. So he was very anxious. Krishna was very anxious to do this, take this assignment. Now, with this, his sakha bhav. In Gokul, basically vatsalya bhav. He's spending time with Yashoda and Rohini and the parents and like that. And a little bit sakya. He made few friends. But having come to Vrindavan, now the friendship becomes more dominant. Sakha bhav. So he has to be away from home, playing with the friends. So this calf herding pastime activity would give more opportunity to be with the friends and more play. So it is also excuse. Be away from the family so that it could play with friends. So there was a time when Krishna first time proposed, Yashoda flat, no. You and going into the forest, forget it. She was not ready. No, stay home. Just a little tiny baby. Don't have to go to work at this age. But he was insisting. And then Nanda Maharaj took Krishna's side. The father and mother were debating. And Krishna and Nanda Maharaj won the debate. And Krishna was able to now go out as a calf herd boy. And First day, Nanda Maharaj, he gathered just a small group of cows, and a few other friends there, their small group of cows also. And Nanda and Yashoda personally were accompanying Krishna, Balaram, some coward boy, and training them how to control the cows, how to turn them this way. Stop, stop, different. They give little ropes in the hands of Krishna and Balaram, little sticks. And but don't go deep into the forest, okay? And come back before lunch. Yes, yes, Daddy. Yes, yes, Mommy. Nanda, Yashoda. Yes, we'll be back. We'll be back. And they are proceeding towards the forest. And then lots of play. And come back. And this is going on for some days. And one day, kadachit, once upon a time, Jamuna tire, on the banks of Jamuna, other side now, on the eastern bank. Now they're staying on the western bank. Everyone is staying on western bank. Now Krishna and Balaram, the coward boy, they have gone across Jamuna, on the eastern bank of Jamuna. They are herding their cows, and Krishna balayor jighyansur daitya agamat. One demon arrived on the scene. Jai Rukmini Dwarka Dhisha ki, with the aim of killing Krishna and Balaram, he has come. Tam vatsa rupinam viksha. And Krishna noticed. And this demon has come in the shape of a calf. Easy, right? So many cows there. One more calf. So many cows were there. One more calf. So this demon thought, it's easy. No one would notice me. But there was Krishna. He noticed. Not only he noticed, he brought to the note, hey, Balaram, you see, not the other one. No, just near, next to him, you know. Ha, yes. What about him? You know, that's not a regular calf. It's a strange kind of. Yes. Something that we had never seen such a calf. This is extra one. Darshayan Baladevaya. Krishna showed it to Balaram. Shanair. And Krishna is moving forward. He showed to Balaram. And Krishna is making advances, getting closer and closer and closer and closer to that particular calf. As he got there, grahitva, he caught hold of that calf's aparapadabhyam, there's hind legs, aparapadabhyam, two, and the hind legs. Saha langula, with the tail. Two hind legs and the tail together. Saha langulam, achutaha. Krishna has done this. And then next thing he did, whirling. Thank you. and it fell on a top of a big tree. In the process, because Krishna is moving so fast, he lost a life. This demon lost a life in this process, just shook his life out. And kind of threw a dead body. Brahmayitva kapithagre prahinod gata jivam. And he was so... And as he was being thrown, whirled around and thrown, this calf was no more a little calf, assumed a gigantic form, its original demon form. Calf was not a normal form, it was a big form. And it was so heavy that that tree fell down, and so many other trees fell. Devascha parisantushtaha babhubhu pushpavarshinaha. Devatas, the demigods, were highly pleased. Santushtaha, and they started showering flowers. What are the flowers? The flowers are being showered. Tam viksha vismitaha balaha, and all the coward boy friends, they were kind of hiding as Krishna was handling the demon. They were not sure what is going to be outcome of this. So they were maintaining safer distance and watching from behind the trees. But once the demon was killed, they stepped forward saying, Sadhu, Sadhu! Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Well done, well done. And next thing they are doing is this kapitha, some special kind of fruit tree. So trees fell. There are so many fruits. All the coward boys are running now after the fruits. It was a breakfast time. They're kind of hungry. Someone lost a life. no big deal. They just wanted to enjoy fruit. They ran for the fruit. So, like that, they would have a good time herding cows, and playing with their friends. And another day, they were all thirsty. These two pastimes, one demon killing, which is Vatsasur. I mean, there's more to talk about. There was a news. Or what's that's calf, that's a cow. So some residents of Vrindavan, hey, Krishna is a sinner, he has killed a cow, he has killed a calf. He has to take bath, he has to take holy dip now for his self-purification. He should go take bath in Ganga. So Krishna was willing, but he doesn't leave Vrindavan to go take bath in Ganga. So how does he manage? He creates Ganga from his mind. And that is Manasi Ganga. When you do Govardhan Parikrama on the way, take darshan of where is Govardhan town is? Manasi Ganga. So that comes from the mind. Is born, emanates from mind of Krishna. Krishna takes bath and everyone is taking bath there now. In that Manasi Ganga. So that is related. Some other pastimes are also mentioned in connection with this Manasi Ganga. This is one of them. So another day, the boys are thirsty. We have some dramas coming up for your pleasure. Rukmini Dwarkadish Theatre. Is going to be performing drama also. So that was another demon coming. He is Bakasur. He is a brother of Putana. Putana has been killed now. Second member of the family is about to, and he has come as a big buck, big duck. So they drank water, and then suddenly they saw this big, big, huge size duck. And everything is here. You name it. Cows are here, birds, ducks. So, Bako Nama Maha, Mahana Suro Baka, Rupadrik. So he becomes, so he comes sahasa, he suddenly comes and he has a big, long, pointed, big beaks, and he catches hold of Krishna and swallows. Where is Krishna now? I mean, he was playing with the friends, and this demon came and he just swallowed, and coward boys were right there, and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? But he's inside. And seeing his friends disturbed and Krishna inside the throat, he becomes very, very hot and very bitter also. Then would you swallow something that is so hot and so bitter? What do you do next? You vomit. So this demon vomited. What did come out? Krishna came out. And next thing Krishna, He held two beaks of this demon and he went up also. The Bakasur also was killed. We are rushing because the idea was to kill another demon today. Which is a Jaghasur. So Putana, his sister, Bakasur, and Aghasur. Aghasur are two brothers. And this sister, Putana. So it's Aghasur's time for killing. We have Aghasur there. It's a Ghora Darshanaha. Aho Brahma Vidam Vacho Na Satya Santikar Hichit. This and the coward boys, and as the news spread of Krishna killing is another demon, the residents of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj, they're reminded of Garga Muni's predictions, and this would happen, that would happen, so many harassments, killing of demons, But Krishna will always come victorious, always depend upon him. He will protect you. And exactly, this is Gargo Yat Aha. The way he said, had predicted, is exactly happening. They're all talking like this. Iti Nandada Yogopaha Krishna Rama Kathamuda. So these topics are giving great pleasure to the residents. Nandadayaha Gopaha. Gopa, protectors of the cows, Ananda Maharaj and others. And Kuruvanto Ramamanascha. This Ramakrishna Katha, they are absorbed. This is their life. Machittaha madagata prana bodhayantaha parasparam kathayantasya mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. And Krishna said that in Bhagavad Gita, same thing here. So residents of Vrindavan are ramamanascha. They are busy, absorbed in talking about Krishna. We also wish by hearing. Before you talk, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Hear. You have to hear. You have to read. Otherwise, what will you talk about? You'll talk about the Iraq affairs. Whatever you hear about, you'll talk about. Simple, simple thing. What goes in, the input, and then there's output. If katha goes in, the katha will come out. You will relish and then it will come out also. So we also wish to have Krishna katha as our topic. We are devotees. Krishna is expecting that we always talk about Krishna. So we have to hear about Krishna. So we wish to hear more and more. And then do manthanam, mananam, as Vishwambhar Prabhu was reminding us. When you hear, we hear, but then we come back tomorrow to hear more. But in meantime, what happens? Mananam. Contemplation. You have to contemplate. Bring those pastimes back to the mind and contemplate. Relish. And take them in again. Just like a cow or animals, you know, they eat twice. At least twice. First time they gobble up. Grazing. And then they sit down, and what do they do? As in chewing the cud. Sorry, not good scene to look at. They bring the whole thing back into the mouth and they chew it, make it finer and finer, they assimilate and then that goes into the system, they get nourished. Not necessarily by just first time they eat. So here we unbrush, we kind of feed and we gobble up. In a couple of hours, then we have 22 hours more to do what? Chewing this cud, or bringing these pastimes back into the mind, take a look at them and relish them. Then they become our property. Then we will not forget them.